Officials at the Ministry of Health charge that some church leaders are largely accountable for the country's faltering efforts to exterminate poliomyelitis. Until late last year, Cameroon appeared to be polio-free. But between September and November, health officials were dumbfounded following the detection of 4 cases of wild poliovirus in the West region. The findings rendered Cameroon polio endemic afresh 25 years after it launched an eradication drive. Dr. Marie Ekobela, coordinator of the National Immunization Program in the Ministry of Health, blames hardline Pentecostal doctrines for the polio resurgence.
Le premier cas était un enfant âgé de 7 ans dans le district de santé de Malantouin.
The first case was detected in a 7-year-old child in September. That's unusual because a 7-year-old should have been vaccinated. The kid belonged to a family wherein the grandfather is an official with a Pentecostal church and who doesn't want to hear anything about vaccination. So this child was not immunized and her infection was the source of the epidemic.
Meanwhile, Delphine Manka, the 15-year-old daughter of a Pentecostal church-going mother in the largest city dweller, has not walked since she was 2. Lame in both legs, she is restricted to a wheelchair and crutches. Polio is spread by direct exposure to carriers of the virus who have eaten foods contaminated with the feces or saliva droplets of already infected persons. The virus assaults the central nervous system, causing mild or total paralysis of muscles in the limbs, neck, abdomen, or the face. Manka says it has been hard to pardon her mother, who refused to allow her immunization against the highly contagious disease.
I wouldn't be paralyzed if she had let me get the vaccine when I was young. It was only after my case that she decided to go against the church belief, which does not accept vaccination. My 2 brothers are all fine because they were vaccinated.
Health experts agree the hardline Pentecostal dogma against immunization and vaccination apathy that exists among some Muslim communities are roadblocks in Cameroon's protracted struggle against polio. This January, the government organized a counteroffensive to the outbreak with a nationwide door-to-door immunization campaign targeting over 6.2 million children aged 0 to 10 years. It was the first of 3 interventions lined up for the first 3 months of 2014. Inoculators reported slight slumps in resistance associated with cultural beliefs, concerns over vaccine safety, and rumors claiming the vaccines are intended to render African children barren. Foku is a polio vaccination supervisor in Douala.
Oui, c'est des gens qui hésitent tout simplement.
Well, several people are still hesitant, even though the vaccines are given free of charge. In my coverage area, I did not really experience resistance, so to speak, but hesitation. People don't easily fathom the reason for the repeated campaigns, and so are a bit suspicious. But once we explain that, it's because 4 cases were detected last year and could spread countrywide, most understand and let us into their homes.
Across the country, health workers are formulating assorted charm offensives in bids to boost vaccination coverage rates. Ernestine Rose Tafak is a health district service head in Douala. She says incentives provided to accept the vaccines are attracting more and more parents and their kids.
Nous avons décidé, particulièrement pour les districts de Douala, que
we decided, particularly for Douala, that every mother who brings their kids for vaccination will receive 3 lumps of soap. We think this is stimulating them.
Pensons que nous allons les stimuler.
A similar bait in the mainly Muslim North region enabled an over 90% coverage rate. But experts reckon the likelihood of a complete eradication in Cameroon in the near future still appears remote. Dr. Ekobila blames several factors. She says the main reason is because Cameroon is sandwiched between Nigeria in the west as well as Chad and the Central African Republic in the east, all of which are reservoirs of the wild polio virus.
Vous avez vu depuis le début de l'année 2013, il y a eu un afflux de réfugiés.
Since the start of 2013, there has been a steady influx of refugees fleeing conflicts in Nigeria and the Central African Republic, and there is no guarantee that these people are polio-free. Also, there is the fact that some parents don't respect vaccination calendars, and on our side, healthcare delivery is scaled down by the lack of sufficient funds.
She says if surveillance gaps are breached, rapid detection and cross-border diagnosis systems installed, and year-long top-quality immunization campaigns adopted, then polio eradication may be feasible by next year. For VOA News, I'm Tariq Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.